And this is Ashley.
And this is
I Needed This.
And we are so excited because today we're talking about trying new things.
Yes.
Speaking of trying new things, listen, I just had an amazing cup of Sweetie's coffee.
Okay.
And it was amazing. I'm telling you, if you have not tried it, this is the first new thing you need to try.
Definitely.
Sweetie's coffee is strong, is bold, is many, many, many flavors. The vanilla bourbon.
Yes.
We got some new spring flavors coming out. And it's owned by our very own Ashley Logan Graham.
Well, thank you.
So don't miss it. Listen, go to sweetiescoffee.com. That is sweetiescoffee.com. And get your own version, your favorite flavor.
Yes.
For your morning routine, get your Sweetie's coffee. So, yes, we are trying new things this season.
Well, thank you, sis.
It's a new season.
It's a new season. It's a new day. I think that we owe it to ourselves.
For sure.
New things don't have to be bad.
Yeah.
It could be a really good new thing.
For sure.
And so I think that we don't know it's good until we try it.
So today we're talking about trying new things. Why do you think people are so hesitant to try new things?
Because we're stuck in our ways.
Yeah.
And we like to stay in things even when it don't. When it's not working for us.
Yes.
Because it's familiar.
Yes.
It's kind of like that blanket Linus used to carry you around in the peanut gang.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I like this. Or even if I don't like it, I'm familiar with it.
I'm comfortable with it.
And we don't really get to explore what could be, you know? I know for my life.
That's so good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that new thing could be the thing that leads me or connects me to something that I'm, you know, that may change my life in an amazing way.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
It could awaken something completely new in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was listening to this Instagram Live the other day, and the lady was just talking about how there are such new and different, like, varieties of who we can be.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, we limit ourselves to one thing, like, I am this.
Yeah.
I am a writer. I am this. But there are so many facets of who we are.
Yes.
Like, if you look at God, like the many names of God, like, he is infinite, right?
Yes.
So he is Jehovah Jireh, right? He was the creator. He didn't, like, just create something and then just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Like, he is providing for us every day.
Yes.
You know, he created systems that provide for us.
That's
but
true.
Also, like, he wants to have an intimate relationship with us. So he became our savior. Like, he reinvented himself.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me introduce myself.
Listen.
You know,
Jesus, and then boom, now we got the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Come on.
And, you know, they called him different things in the Bible because for different things, Jehovah Jireh. He
Listen.
Was just so many different things. And what I love about God, too, when you talk about doing something new.
Yeah.
I mean, God just created things, but he created newness within old things.
Yeah.
So what we saw, where is layers. So even though you're used to this, God is like, okay, well, I can do a new thing with that.
Mm.
And so I love that. Even what you said, like, using God as an example.
But that's something that you're always doing. Like, you're always reinventing yourself. You're always like trying new things.
Yeah.
So you were telling me about this book.
Yes. And for
Tabitha
those
Brown.
On YouTube that's watching, y'all can see that I have a book up. It's called Tabitha Brown. Well, it's by Tabitha Brown. It's called I Did a New Thing, right? And it's 30
nice.
Days to Living Free.
Yeah.
And when I read this book, and, you know, I think it's actually written in a way where as if you would read a devotional, like day one.
Nice.
Day two.
Nice.
And what I love that, and if y'all don't know Tabitha Brown, y'all got to get to know Tabitha Brown because she would make you happy. She have some slogans. Oh, and you know, you know, some slogans you will never forget, like, that's my business. And, you know, she's just a big ball of light. Kind of like when I experience you, Nora, like, that happiness, that joy. Like, that's how I feel when I listen to Tabitha Brown. But I respect Tabitha Brown because she has authenticity about her, where wherever she is, she becomes who she is. She doesn't change who she is. She lights up a room just by being her. And so in this new book, she introduces herself as, like, what she did to become new, but she also mentioned, without giving too much away, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but she talks about how God was really talking to her to start doing videos, live videos, and she didn't like doing live videos. And so if you go back and listen to her story, if you know her backstory, how she became viral, she did this one video where she was eating, she was a vegan, and she ate this sandwich from Whole Foods. And that one live video that she did not want to do went viral, and she's who she is now because she was obedient to the new thing doing the thing that she didn't want to do. So something as simple as that. And in that book, she also allowed other people to submit their new things that they did. So it was a really cool book.
Nice.
But she challenges you to do something new every day for 30 days.
Okay.
And so it blessed me because I'm a routine person.
Yeah.
Even though I do new things, I have to constantly remind myself, hey, you know what? You're doing this out of habit. Yeah. You're doing this out of... You know, so for those who are interested in reading and want to learn something new, you don't know where to start. That's a great place, a great start. Also, I was thinking about it. You were talking about God, like the thing about the angels when they keep saying holy, because every time they look at God, they see something new.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's what I love.
I love that.
It's like we get to see God in a new way because every time they look at him, they see something new and it's something like amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, holy. Like this is who God is. And so I think that we're living in a way when we see something new, we're actually experiencing God in a new way. And that's the only way we're able to experience God in a new way is if we open ourselves up to say, you know what? I'm going to try something new.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. Like even when you're in a relationship with your spouse.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're developing and you're changing every day.
Yeah.
So, and that people wonder, like, how can you be married for, you know, 15 years or a lifetime, you know, and not get bored?
Yeah.
But it's like that person is changing constantly.
Yes.
Like that person is evolving and changing. We go through different seasons of life. And I'm not the same today as I was yesterday. Like
that's
I have
true.
New knowledge. You know, it's a new season. It's spring outside.
I love it.
Like it was spring last year.
Yeah.
And then it was winter before that. Like I've never experienced this spring.
Yes.
Being the person that I am today.
Man.
So I need to approach today like much differently. Like this year, I think I'm gonna ride with the windows down more.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We're going to shut this podcast down because you've already said a
word. Listen, like we need to go and just like sit outside and like, sometimes I'll just look up in the sky and just see like, oh my gosh, it's infinite.
Yes.
Like, there's literally no limit to what you can see when you look up and just look outside. So I'm just saying there's a new thing. Like there's something new to experience. And even like when I experience you or when we come or we might, you know, have this conversation one day or I might learn this about you.
Yes.
And now I engage with you different.
Yes.
And then there's a response in me.
Yeah.
So when I'm engaging, even whether it's with a friend or a loved one or with God, like there's something new.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an interaction, you know, that happens. And that's why every day is new, right?
Yes. It's a day you've never seen and when I wake up I say God thank you for this day that I've never seen before and I will never see again
for sure.
And so when you cherish the moment, you cherish the newness because you're like, God, I've never seen this and I'll never see it again.
And you know what I love about the newness is like we're all unique, right?
Yeah.
But we're all created in his image.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? So that lets you know that there's so many new things that just have to be open.
Yeah.
And I love like what you're talking about, the new experience and it's all about your new perspective.
Yeah.
Like when you're operating in an old perspective, you don't get to see things from a new way. Even though somebody new have changed right before your eyes. When you have an old perspective of that person, you don't appreciate the newness. Like that's why people don't appreciate when someone's changed. You could be with somebody for so long and you have that old perspective of who they are.
Yeah.
When they've changed for the better, you still can't appreciate them because you still had that old mindset of who they were.
Right. And you're keeping them in that box, old box.
And you don't see the newness. And that's what we have to be able to do that, not just for other people, but for ourselves.
For sure.
So it's like these new seasons for ourselves. I have to say, Ashley, don't be so hard on yourself because this is what you got going on now.
Yeah.
And even in aging, right? Even in getting and even in growing and even in like this part of my career.
Yeah.
Like the old Ashley may have had time before to do this, but I can't feel guilt in this area because I can't tend to this, but I have to allow the newness of me and the new season that I'm in. I have to give myself grace.
So basically that means that I can't approach this new season in the way that I approached the last season.
That's right.
I have to come into this new season as a mother.
Right.
Because my child, I've never had five children and one is 3 years old. Like my youngest is three.
Yes.
So I have five children now and the youngest is three.
Girl.
I've never been in that season before. And then eventually I'm going to have, you know, now my oldest is 14.
Yes.
Eventually he's going to be 16 or 17.
Yes.
I've never been in that season before. So I have to respond to my environment. And it's just like a caterpillar has to respond to its environment and become a butterfly.
And grow. And it's never flown before. It's always been on its belly.
Yeah.
And then to get to a season where you're above the ground, That's crazy. But that's what we that's what we are. Like, we're always evolving if we allow it. If we don't fight it, then we'll grow and we can be able to see the perspective. Like, oh my God, I'm so glad.
Cause you always have something new to give.
Yeah.
You know, it's never, we're not stale beings. Like, we're living human beings. Like, we grow and we're developing and we're living. So I read this book a while ago. It's a children's book called The Giving Tree.
I love that book.
Yes. I know. It
brings back so many memories.
Right. But it basically talks about, so from the time the tree is little, and help me, because I don't know if I remember it correctly, but from the time the tree is little, it's giving.
Yes.
So like there's this little boy.
Yes.
And the little boy, like he plant, I don't know, does he plant the tree?
Yeah, yeah.
He plants the tree and then he watches it grow up and then he gives him shade. And then like as the tree gets old, like he gets old with the tree.
Yeah.
So they go through all these different seasons of life together. But every season the tree has something precious and new to give.
To give. And that's why, like, even being a mother, my mom was a mother to me as a baby and as a child and as a toddler. Being a grown adult and her being my mother now, she still gives something new to me.
She
still can contribute something new to me.
Yeah.
And so even in that area, you know, that role is the same title, but she's giving me something different. Mm. And so where we are with newness, you may be the same Nora. Nora name doesn't change,
right.
But it's a different perspective.
For sure.
It's a new place for you. And I love that. I'm going to use my mom as an example. Like, listen, you're growing and evolving. You're offering something new. And my mom is going, absolutely get me for this. But I had a conversation with her this morning. She was explaining to me that she tried something new. And she said, Ashley, this new music I was listening to, like it's supposed to do this for this particular organ of your body. Mm. And she's like, and I just listen and does it, like I could feel it vibrate and all of that, right? So then I said, aren't you glad you tried something new? Because the old you would have said that this is, what is it, devilish or is that the devil?
Yeah.
Like my mom, and they were so quick to call everything the devil. You're like, the devil, whatever, the devil of this. I'm like, Mom, I'm proud of you because you broke past that and you're able to get past things being not of God, right? And so, you know, always things like, she will be like, oh, I don't know if that's God or that's you know, that's the devil, whatever, you know? And I'm glad she got past that because she was able to experience something new and it did something new for her.
Yeah.
And I was like, that mindset of being tied to that have blocked you from experiencing something new. And sometimes that's a fear.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this fear. But I'm like, now that you experience something new, you'll never forget it. Like you'll be able to go. And so, you know, that was one of the things that I talked to her this morning. I was like, this is great. I wasn't just happy that it worked for her. I was happy that she got past that mindset, that she tried something new in that area, because I know how deep rooted some things are for her.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was like, well, I'm so proud of you. Like, what's next?
Even the Bible talks about, like, you can't put new wine in old wineskins, right?
Yes.
So there's a, in order for us to make room and embrace new things in our lives, like there's something that has to happen within us.
Yeah.
There's a new mindset.
Yes.
You know, even from like a wealth perspective.
Yes.
You can't receive, you know, we always learn about these people that win millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But they still have the old mindset.
Yes.
So they can't truly receive, you know, what maybe should have been a blessing for their family or, you know, for generations, but they can't receive it because they don't have the capacity.
Yes.
So
it becomes a burden instead of a blessing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
When you have an old system trying to support something new, you overwhelm the system.
Listen.
And so that's why we have to be very clear on what's new. When we go into a new season, so, I don't know, let me ask you this, because I get very clear on when I know something's about to shift.
Okay.
I know when things are shifting in my life or something about that. I get that and I'm like, oh my gosh, so God, what do I need to do? How do you know you're about to shift into something new? What are the signs?
It's uncomfortable.
Okay.
The current season becomes uncomfortable.
Okay.
So I would say, like, right now, I'm kind of in that space, right? Of, like, I know something is, like, is about to go down.
It's brewing.
But it's, like, the things around you change.
Yeah.
Like, things look different. The people look different.
Yeah.
The environment looks different. It feels different, right?
Yeah.
So when you go from winter to spring, right, you start dressing differently, right? You start getting rid. It's just almost an intuitive thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you start getting rid of those old things.
Yes.
Old things are passed away. Like, my closet, start cleaning out my closet.
Yeah.
We talked about pruning.
Yes.
You know, you start decluttering. And even, like, the Holy Spirit will bring to light relationships in your life that you, certain areas, certain relationships you need to lean in.
Yeah.
Certain relationships you need to pull back.
Yeah.
You know, he'll show you the distractions.
Yeah.
And For me, that means being quiet.
Yeah.
For me, that means, okay, let me take a day off. Let me step back from my routine and try something new.
Let me drive different.
Let me drive a different route.
Yes.
Let me, instead of going for a walk, let me walk on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Or let me go, you know, do gardening in the backyard.
Yes.
You know, do something different, because my brother-in-law always says, if you want to change, you have to make a change.
That's true.
If you want something different, you have to do something.
You have to.
And in my, like, insanity, what's the definition of insanity?
Yeah,
doing repeating the same thing.
And expecting a different result.
So as I'm growing and developing, I'm like, okay, I see this feels uncomfortable. I see that, you know, if I'm wearing a parka outside, wait, it's 70 degrees. I need to take this off, you know?
Yeah.
So it's something that has to shift and I have to make this change.
Because if not, you'll get hot, you'll get sweaty, but you can resist the change.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that the change is not going to come.
For sure.
You know, and so...
You can miss it or you can go with it.
Yeah, and you can just have a bad experience. Mm-hmm. So, because sometimes new things are going to happen whether you want it or not. Mm-hmm. So you can either adjust to the climate or you could be miserable.
Listen.
In the new thing.
Listen.
And so I've learned that for me, I know when things are about to shift. I feel it. Mm-hmm. I pray. Mm-hmm. But also sometimes I get fearful and I start clinging to old things. Like, oh my gosh, I need to, like, you know.
That part.
Because it's going to bring, because newness sometimes will move the floor from under you.
Mm.
And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Like, you can literally feel like you're going to be launched somewhere else to a new season. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when it shifts, it makes you so uncomfortable because your ground is not steady.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel steady. Well, it could be steady, but we just don't. It's not the steady we know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the security that we know sometimes is better than the security we don't know. Mm-hmm. So whereas God may have a blessing for us in a different area, we may not even be thriving where we are.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But God is saying it's better over here. So sometimes we're more comfortable in Egypt than we were.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? In the promised land.
Yeah.
And I don't even get mad at the Israelites. Like, some people just get these stories of how the Israelites were just this, this, and this. But can you imagine?
Right.
You created totally, this whole, you in the dark, you've been in the woods, you've been, you know, there's so many things coming against you. So
it can be scary.
I can relate to them.
Yeah.
So I can relate, like the promised land and all of that. Yeah, you know, sometimes for years, when you ever heard years where someone said, you know, one day we're going to be this. One day we're going to have money. If you grow up hearing that story, your promised land, you'd be doing the same thing. You would be in cycles too, because you'd be like, well, when is that one day coming?
Yeah.
And we were more comfortable in Egypt because I understood the cycles. I understood the pattern of Egypt, right?
So I feel like that's a lesson, though. There's a lesson that we can pull, because we can get caught in cycles.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the origin of cycles.
Yeah, it is.
Right? The origin of cycles is when you are preparing, God is preparing you and pushing you to a new season, and you refuse to move.
Yes.
Like, even with, like, you look at this digital age, like, oh, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to adopt AI. I'm not going to do, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, you go backwards.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You end up going backwards when you don't embrace the next season.
And you're not ready. And that's like the revolving door. Terrible. The revolving door that goes around. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I hate them because I don't know if I'm going to get caught up in it. But either you're going to get off in the building or you're going to keep going in that revolving door,
for
right?
Sure.
So
for
either you're going to get out when it comes around and it's your turn to get in there, or you're going to keep going in circles. You're never going to experience what's in there because you're going to be outside. You're going to be able to see it, but you're never going to be able to experience it.
I feel like the remedy for that is to look beyond where you are and where you've been.
Yeah.
Like, you have to get a picture of where you want to be.
Exactly.
Whether that's going to look at model homes.
Yeah.
Like, whether that is, like, getting a mentor or role model that's
so
going to help you push past where you are.
That's so
good. To get to that next level. Like, get help, get support.
Yes.
You know, but you can't continue in the same strategies. Like, you can't look within. You know
I love that you said that, because I think that's another sign of, when I know it's a new season, get a new mentor, get a this, get and I don't even care if mentor is on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, you can find your mentor on YouTube. Yeah. If you can't afford to, you can get a book. You could get something. It's a new mindset. It's like, man, I need to know about this. And and you're absolutely right, because the newness for, you know, you can miss a time.
Yeah.
People are like, well, God won't let you miss. Yes, He will. You know,
they missed the promised land.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When people say God won't let me miss, God will allow you, but you do it. Yeah. Because it's free will. So you can say no, or you can rightfully say, God, I don't want, I'm not going. And God can rightfully say, okay,
right.
I'm not going to push you to do something that, you know, I can inspire you. I can, it's free will. You know, it's right. At the end of the day, it's free will. So when we get into that, God won't allow, God will. So let's get that out. You know, when you think about the perspective, God won't let you miss a good thing when you're in the will of God, mm-hmm. and when you're obedient to God. Mm-hmm. When you're in obedience, you can experience new things with God. No, he won't let you miss anything if you're obedient, because you're not going to miss a thing.
That's it, right there.
But you know, the new thing too is, you know, we have to always be educated. We have to be open, you know. And, you know,
We have to be educated. We have to educate ourselves. Yeah. And literally you could just go to the library and get a book about you're trying to educate yourself
It's on. So much free stuff out here.
So much free
and
stuff.
And if we can use what we need. And so that's why I think in my mind, there's always greater.
Yeah.
So me and my husband have these conversations like, what's next?
Yeah.
What's next? And the average person may look and say, why are y'all trying to do this?
Yeah.
Why aren't you fine with this? And that's why I was like, there's always a difference between contentment. Like, be content with what I have and be grateful.
Yes.
But I know there's greater. So
there's a difference between contentment and...
But the contentment and greater?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but like, there's a difference.
I thought you were saying there's a difference between contentment and something else.
Like, what I'm saying is, like, Paul talks about contentment.
Okay.
So there's a place to be contentment or complacent, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between being content and being complacent.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So
okay.
I may be grateful for where I am, and I'm happy, and I'm thanking God.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know there's greater.
Yes.
Like, God, I love this house I'm in.
Yes.
But if God has a dream for me to be in a bigger house, I'm not going to be complacent.
And that's the part that... When you're trying a new thing, you have to know what the vision is that God is giving you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, because if you're so aware of what's happening around you in the earth, sometimes you can't see what God wants for you.
That's true.
So I have to have a picture of what God wants for me ahead of me.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be so in touch or more in touch with what God wants than what I'm seeing on this earth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if not, you'll just get used to your view.
Yeah.
You don't see the area of view of what God sees.
Yeah,
and sometimes we have to ask God, what is the new thing for me next? Like, that's a scary question, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, what is new for my marriage?
Yeah.
What is new for this? And so I find that when you get to trust God in a new way, that's what I call it, building history with God.
Mm.
So there are new places I never built history with God with.
Okay.
So I may be like, okay, I never built history with God in this area of my finance.
Mm.
So I wonder what that would look like I don't want to just be putting out like prosperity, but that's a promise in the Bible. So what if I say, well, I wonder what it feels like to be a millionaire. God, can I build history with you in that?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And then just like you were talking about this astronaut, like, what does it feel?
We keep coming back to this astronaut.
It's going
to
be every
million
episode.
Little things. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Million Little Things.
Every episode, we're going to be talking about
Listen.
It. But like, God, what if I build history with you in health, in my health?
For sure.
God, what if I build history with you when I don't ever need medicine again?
Yeah.
Like, I may not know that now, but what does that look like for me?
Yeah.
And so if we allow ourselves to build history with God, God wants us to build history in new areas.
I love
because
that.
You may know, you can know a thing, but then you can know a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that if I know God in this area, if God did it in this area, then I know in a new area, why wouldn't he? If it's in his will for my life, he said in that I be in good health and that I prosper, right? So if he's been faithful here, then in this new area, he'll be faithful there.
Come on.
And I get to see him and I get to see God in a new way. And that's why God has all those names, because they saw God in different areas, in new areas. So I think when we talk about a new thing and we're talking about building a new thing in God, we have to build up our history, but we got to allow God to be God. Like, God's like, I'm already here.
Listen,
I'm waiting for you. You know,
and he's so multifaceted.
He is. Yeah. And I love that about God, because God is an artist.
Yeah.
He got so much. He's wonderful. He's a musician. He is so wonderful. And so when we talk about that, we talk about newness. And I was explaining, we were talking on break about my husband. Like, my husband said that he told me one day, I'm just going to try something new. I'm going to start brushing my teeth with my left hand and do this with my left hand because I want to use a part of my brain that I never used before.
Mm.
And so when he said that, he also mentioned that it opened up his creativity and other areas because he never tapped into that area. And then he also said that it gave him flexibility and grace. So whereas if he didn't work out one day, he wasn't hard on himself because he opened up his mind.
Wow.
And it opens up flexibility. And so what we learned too, when people don't try new things, is that you are not graceful towards yourself.
So, and I was sharing with you about this book, The Power of Habit.
Yes.
So a lot of times we'll develop routines in our lives. Like, you know, have you ever been like driving home and then you're like, oh, wait, how did I get here?
Because
you go through that same route every day.
Yes.
And your brain is just like on autopilot at a certain point.
Yeah.
But when you make the decision to intentionally, let me take a different route.
Yeah.
You know, it awakens a different part of your brain. So now you're actively thinking.
Yeah.
And it is literally two different parts of your brain.
Yeah.
It's a part of your brain that is in charge of like automated responses like breathing.
Yeah.
Or like driving home in a route that you've driven 1,000 times every single day. And then there's the other part of your brain that's in charge of like just intentional new things.
Yeah.
And as we build that muscle, then it's like we're able to do new things. We're able to think differently. We're able to be more adaptive, more pliable, more flexible.
Yeah, because, you know, if we don't experience, we don't have, are we living if you're not experiencing new?
No, if we're on autopilot, are we thinking?
Are we thinking?
Are we living and are we thinking about how we're living?
Yeah. Because
sometimes we can just live on autopilot.
Yeah, and that's why, like, my kids, when we go out to eat, I always add courage to try something new. And this comes from a scarce mindset.
Yeah.
Because if they don't like it, you know what we think? We're going to waste our money.
Oh, yeah.
Don't waste my money.
That's good.
But if you get to a place where if you don't like it, baby, I'll order something new for you, right?
I love it.
And that's what we had to start getting into. Now, we ain't always start that way. But now, if we do some appetizers and it's something different, anybody want to try something new they never tried before?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I want to try calamari. I never tried that. Now, if you don't eat it, that's fine.
Right.
But at least you tried it. And so I have my niece over, and she's very particular, and she's young. She's like 7. She tries macaroni and cheese and pepperoni. But my sister was always like that.
Yeah.
So she didn't really try new things. So she's not, sometimes you don't try new things, you don't encourage your kids to try new things. You just like, if I don't like it, we're not having it at all in the house. Like, I don't like coleslaw, but I know that I have to buy coleslaw because my experience can't be their experience. And that's how you create new things for your kids.
I love it.
When we go out to eat, like I do that. I'm like, hey, you know, they'd be like, oh, what's this? You want to try it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you don't like it, we'll get something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so so it gives them the flexibility. It gives them the approach is different. Because then they're saying, if I don't like it, I don't have to stick to it.
Listen.
But at least I tried it. So even if you don't.
You can choose.
That's free will too.
I love it.
So like even with God, trust me in this.
Ooh, that's good. So I can choose. So I don't have to always eat cereal for breakfast because my parents ate cereal for breakfast and their parents ate cereal for breakfast.
Yes.
Like I can literally say, oh, you know what? This family's going to eat, what you call it? Crepes.
Yeah, crepes. And that's what I felt like I made this morning because I ain't had no flour. So I made baking powder.
Wait a minute. Yeah. She's like, that's
what we had this morning. Baking powder was
good. But like I can literally choose something new for my family and for my life.
And like, you might be seen as outcasts.
Yeah.
When you do it.
And it may be uncomfortable.
And
you might not like it.
Have you ever tried gentle parenting when you grew up with a belt?
Girl.
Like these new age parents, I don't know what they're doing with the kids. But you're trying something new because you've learned that it didn't necessarily work for
gentle
you.
I would say gentle parenting is ghetto.
It is ghetto. Because these kids are not gentle with us.
Listen.
They are not gentle with us. But just think, if your parents grown up with a switch, their parents grew up with a switch, and you decide to say, I'm not hitting my kids with a switch. I'm going to start with a conversation. I'm going to start with this.
But even that, like for me, like I grew up with the belt with the switch. Like we all did.
Yeah.
But like making that intentional decision, it's like, I don't like how it feels after I spank my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we used to spank.
And I don't think they liked how to feel.
Yeah.
If I talk to my mom now, they've been taught they're doing this. So you need to whoop them. They doing this. You need to whoop them.
Yeah.
And it takes knowing your self and knowing your kids. So then when people tell me, suggest that to me, this is my kid.
Right.
You don't have the right. I don't care who
it
you
takes
are.
Courage.
You don't have the right to tell me how to discipline my child. Now I can get some new information and talk to people who are doing well with their kids.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I love the way that you did this timer thing. I love the way you did this. Right. And you can get new approaches as a parent.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And I love trying new things because sometimes it won't work.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm doing it because it happened to me. You know what people say? Did you turn out bad? I didn't, but I actually there's a part in me. That's the reason why I don't want to whip my kids, actually.
Right, right.
So if it didn't hurt me, then why do I feel like I don't want to do that to my kid?
Right.
So to say something new, like we have to be able to break these ties.
Yes.
Newness comes with breaking ties to a new covenant.
Yes.
And so sometimes you have to make a new covenant. You have to break ties to old covenants.
Yes.
Even old victories.
Come on.
Like, oh, this worked last time.
Yeah.
it may not work this time. You know, me and you were talking about on break. Like, so me and Nora, we do our podcast day, and we were talking about hair products, and then we were talking about makeup, and we
were, thank you.
Know what I'm saying? Yes. And you asked me, how do you know if when it's time to change,
when it's time to change products?
Yeah. And I said, when it stopped working.
Yeah, when it stopped working.
Not
yeah.
because I'm loyal to it.
Right.
Because some people are just loyal. Well, yeah. My grandmama used this. Right. Yeah, I use it. I stopped using it when it don't work. And it stopped doing the things that I liked. Yeah. So if I get curls from a certain product and then it stopped working, then I'll be like, oh, it's time to try something new.
Yeah.
And sometimes people are not comfortable with that because they're like, I've been using this for forever, Shea Moisture for forever. Right. So now I'm going to keep using it. And it's like, nah, that's why I say I'm not loyal. Because if it's not working and not, then I'm moving to something new.
Right.
But you have to be open to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So with just even like culturally, like, and I love what you were saying about trying new foods and like new products. Because sometimes like we won't try new things because of fear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But sometimes it's like when we open ourselves up to new things, it's like you experience a new culture.
But I love that about you.
You do.
Because you're very cultured.
Yeah.
But I love that you try new things. Because sometimes you'll come, you'll be like, you'll say something. I'll be like, what? I've never heard of this. But because you tried it and you can give a review. People only can give reviews when they experience something.
Yeah.
So sometimes when something is new, there's no reviews because nobody experienced it.
Yeah.
But that's why you can have a testimony.
Yeah, for sure.
Because a testimony is a review.
For sure.
And you only can have a testimony because you try something new.
Absolutely.
And so I love that about you because you try new things, new food, new experience, and this new place. You got to try this new place.
Listen.
So I love that about you. Like, you don't have any, like, ties to what you may think you may not like.
Yeah.
You open yourself up, which is how
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to because I feel like everyone is different.
Yeah.
And God made us, he didn't make us all the same.
Yeah.
Like, he made us unique for a reason.
Right.
So like, my husband is Haitian.
Yeah.
So his mom is in town and she's making like bouillon and sauspoix.
And you ain't bring none of that
Jumo.
Ain't bring none of that here. Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try it. I'm eating everything. Yeah. I'm eating the fish head. I ate the fish head.
Did you? How was it?
It was good.
See, but if you just hung up on it, wouldn't.
It was good. But I was hung up on it for a long time.
Yeah.
But I find myself like embracing and opening up to Haitian culture.
Yes.
Because when I'm embracing my husband's culture, I'm embracing him. I'm embracing his family. You know what I'm saying?
That's so much.
Let me learn how to cook.
Yeah.
You know, the bananas, to boil the bananas and to, you know, to make the sauspaw. So she taught me how to make the sauspaw or whatever. And like, I'm sitting there in the kitchen and I wasn't so open to this years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm like sitting in the kitchen with her and like, okay, this is how she makes her chicken. This is how she makes, you know, the sauspaw is like beans and then you put like plantains and dumplings in the blended like black beans.
Yeah.
And then you like pour it over rice. It's so good. It's delicious.
So again,
you love beans.
I love beans. And no one brought me any, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It sounds so good.
Listen.
But now you know how to make it.
Yeah. Now I know how to make it. I got you.
Yes.
But even as I'm embracing his culture, embracing his mom, just her being there, like she feels that love from me.
Yeah.
And like, not only does she feel it, but he feels it.
I love it.
So now it's like bringing us closer.
Yeah.
And now he's appreciating me more as his wife, and I feel closer to him
because you're embracing the new.
Exactly, I'm embracing the new,
but you're creating new history with him in that area.
Yes.
And I love that. I love when we're able to be students.
Yeah,
because you only become something new when you are a student. And I love that you sat with her and you listened, because that's what this generation is missing. It's the I know generation, the iPhone, the I know. And so when you have like I know an iPhone. It's like, what was that? iPhone and I know, we don't become students. Mm. And so I know growing up in our generation, like I sat with my grandmother. Mm. She taught me.
Yeah.
She, you know, and she taught me certain things that's like about life. It is a lost art. And that's why, you know, not knowing everything, you know, people who know everything, know nothing.
Know nothing.
And they don't grow.
You can't learn anything.
And
you know everything.
You know people who are not teachable, because if they're not teachable, they don't grow.
Yeah.
So that's why they're like, why am I getting stuck in these cycles? Why? Because they're not teachable.
Yeah.
Because if you're teachable, you're able to say, let me hold fast to something new.
Yeah.
Then I can kind of get out this cycle.
For sure.
And so, you know, and that's, you know, a lot of areas I'm not teachable in either. I haven't been teachable. So it's like seasons I have to surrender to the new.
And I think that's the thing about trying something new
is
literally just the humbling. Mm-hmm. It's like the humbling of yourself to be pliable and to be shapeable. Because like, He's the potter and we're the clay.
Yes. Right?
But it takes water, right?
Yeah.
So to make that clay soft again.
Yes.
So that you can mold it into, it was a vase, but now it's another type of vase.
Yes.
A sculpture.
It is like now it's a new thing.
Yeah.
But that's why the Bible, when they ask, like, give me a new heart.
Because
it's an awareness that the heart that I have is so hard that there's nothing you can do to this heart.
Ooh. And so sometimes we go through life and it's like, we just get so hard.
Yeah.
Like we go through life
happens.
Experiences.
Grief.
People make us mad. Grief.
Yeah.
You know, people, disappointments.
Yeah.
And we need to be new.
We
need all that old stuff to be washed away.
Yeah.
We need a new perspective.
We need a new perspective.
We need new scripts. New mental scripts.
And
so we can think about our relationships differently.
Absolutely. You're right. That's a good connection.
Yeah.
Because life make you hard.
Yeah.
Life, because if you don't, but that's why we have the ability to ask. That's why mercies are new.
Yes.
Because God actually understands. He understands the importance of something new.
Yeah.
God doesn't recycle things. He doesn't bandage things. You know when people say, like, oh, I just fix my... God doesn't fix anything.
He makes you new.
He makes it new because what people don't understand is actually more expensive to try to fix something than just to replace it.
Okay.
And so sometimes we spend our whole lives just fixing the problem by drinking, by smoking, by sex, by all of these things that's just, it's a quick fix, but we never actually get something new.
With the root.
And sometimes the fixing, you still have residue of things. So you're still operating from a foggy lens.
Mm.
And I know for my life, I've done that. Mm. So I've done this. I've started drinking. Like I got to be able to handle things. So in order for me to cope, I need to just drink this,
you know,
but not really fixing the internal issue, which is what I didn't needed to surrender to God.
Because what I needed was a new mindset.
And what I love about God is that I can exchange at any time.
Yeah.
God is always in the exchange business.
It.
You never could go to God without him asking you for something first. So if you are tired, give me your tired. Like if you're weary, I'll give you rest.
If you're worn out.
Give me that and I'll give you rest. Give me your burdens because, you know, I care. You know, all these things is like, so what I've learned with the exchange with God is that I have to give him something.
Yeah.
I have to trust him with my old. You know, I don't like to give stuff up. Like stuff that I know that I value, like God, but I like this drink because this is who I am.
Yeah.
And God is like, give me that and I'll give you something new.
But I think it says for a reason, old things are passed away and all things become new.
And it's like, behold.
Yeah, behold.
All
like, look, but you have to see it.
Yeah, you have to like fix your eyes on it. That's why the fixing is so important. The focus is important. And I pray that, you know, and I just feel it's so important. Like I feel it right here. Like, I pray that people who are listening, that they understand that they have the opportunity to create something new at any time.
Yeah,
I don't care what your mother did. I don't care what your grandmother did.
Yeah.
Like, we have the ability to create something new.
Listen.
And so I'm going to ask you, what's a new thing that you're committed to doing?
A new thing that I'm committed to doing is just having right now I'm committed to having an agile mindset.
Okay.
So I am leaning into reshaping and recreating my talents and my gifts.
Yeah.
So right now, like I am comfortable as a writer, as a digital storyteller, as a marketer, right?
Yeah.
But right now, I really want to recreate those gifts or renew those gifts, reinvent them.
Yeah.
To create something new that's adaptable for the future.
I got you.
Leaning into AI, leaning into technology.
Yes.
Like leaning into teaching gifts, owning my assets rather than earning them. You know what I mean?
Love
so just it. Really adopting a new mindset where I know I should be, where I know I want to be.
That's
where I know I am. I already am.
That's it.
But a lot of times what I've seen in myself, and I'm just being vulnerable right now.
Okay,
you're
free to be.
What I've seen in myself is in my business, I will get to a certain point where I'll have all the clients I want. And then I'll just be like, I don't want this client. I don't want this client.
Yeah.
And it'll be self-sabotage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will like
That's
get to
huge.
A certain point. Listen, I'll get to a certain point where I'll be like, nah, I don't want this anymore. And I will sabotage myself instead of advancing and moving forward.
My God.
So now my commitment to doing something new is to push myself to advance past that point by getting mentorship, by getting new information, by educating myself so that I can advance and push beyond the point of like, okay, no, I'm going to self-sabotage and get smaller because this is uncomfortable for me.
Can we talk about self-sabotage?
Girl, let's go.
Because I do that
let's
too.
Let's go, yeah.
But you know why? Self-sabotage is like a comfort zone.
Mm.
It's like, oh, never mind. God, thank you for that, but I think I'm going to go back.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm going to pack up
like,
this.
Oh, no. This.
Yeah, I don't like this better version of me.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't we like the better version?
Because it's stretched.
Why? Because it looks different.
Yeah.
let me tell you, some things I just feel like, you know, when God is calling me to a new season, like mm-hmm. what you're saying, and I love that you said that, because self-sabotage is real.
Okay.
And what I realized with the newness is that we don't recognize who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some places I feel like, but I wouldn't be Ashley if I didn't do this. Yeah. And we connect these things to us, these old things. And self-sabotage is saying, I don't know.
That was big.
You know That's what I'm saying?
You identify. You tie that thing to your identity. And yeah. now you can't even move on to the new.
I can't. Because
you got this old thing that you're holding on
I'm
to.
I'm like, I thought this was me.
Girl.
So if God is asking me to give this part up of me, then who am I? What am I? Like, God is asking me for something hard, but God is like, I got something new for you. God would never ask something of you that he doesn't already replace. Mm. And sometimes I get in a place where I self-sabotage too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, self-sabotage is hard because God can literally have you do quantum leaps.
Listen.
But we have to understand that it's like when you're playing Monopoly and you got to go back. You got to go to jail or something, right?
That's for real. It's literally just like that.
It's like you take yourself all those the way wins back. You yep. just did, you undo them. And what we learn too in that part is
go
that
to
we
jail.
We go to jail. To jail. And we sit there. We lose our confidence. We lose our confidence.
Yes.
We lose people. We lose money. We lose all these things. And that's what the enemy loves. He loves self-sabotage. Because if we don't try something new, we'll never become the better versions of us. Because we're always evolving.
We're in a loop.
We're in a loop.
Before you try something new, you're gonna be in a loop.
Yes. It's like I love vinyls. I love my record player. But when that thing is skipping, they're repeating the same lyrics over and over. And you never hear the beauty of the whole song because you're stuck on these little lyrics that's just looping. And so if you want to hear the beautiful song of life that God has already prepared for us, I realize that you have to get out the loop and what you think the next lyrics is going to be something that you never heard and you're afraid of it. But then you realize this is actually what my season needed. Like, I needed something new because this part of my life needed this. So God is like, I already prepared this for you. But if you would just not be afraid and be resistant, then you would find that it's not so far-fetched. It's actually catching up to the part of your life that you're supposed to be in. And so sometimes with newness and learning something new of ourselves, we learn about God too. But your family benefits from it.
Mm-hmm.
Your generations after you benefit from you. So that's where I'm at too in this place. It's like, you know, I'm talking to my husband, like, I know we think this is great, but there's better because we have to be the forerunners for our great, great grands.
Listen.
So I believe we're called to create something legacy-wise. And so when you're called to create something legacy-wise, you cannot be caught up in the old because you have to be thinking about the future.
Yeah.
You think about the future, like you said, with the focus, something new. And you have to be able to just say, you know what, God, I've never been here before, but I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for my grandkids or my great grandkids.
Oh my God.
You know, like Abraham.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, this conversation was so needed.
Oh my gosh.
It's like when you talk about this.
I needed this.
I hope, you know, my takeaway is that I hope that our audience or who our listeners are, I hope that they're able to identify either new areas they've been afraid to walk in and be courageous enough to do a new thing, like Tabitha Brown said.
Yeah.
But I also hope that they're able to champion other people to walk into something new once they've done it.
Yeah.
Be a Harriet Tubman for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, Harriet Tubman went to got the people there. She didn't just go there and be free for herself.
Yeah.
She went back to have somebody else experience something new.
She created a new system.
She did.
She set so many people free.
And that's what we're called to do. We're not called to be free and be new by ourselves. We are free to go. We have to go back and teach other people how to go into the new. Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Girl, I love this conversation.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Listen, if you're not following us on Instagram, what are you doing?
Yes. Try something new.
Try something new. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe. And listen, we're going to ask you for a favor. If you're watching on Apple or on Spotify, make sure that you leave us a review. Like us if you are on YouTube. Just connect with us online because we have some exciting new things coming up.
Yeah.
We have a giveaway contest that we're going to be doing. We have some events, some live events in this area. So if you're in the DMV, stay tuned.
Whoop, whoop.
But you won't find out about it if you are not following us on social media and staying tuned to what we're doing. So we're so grateful that you would watch and join and listen with us today.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Girl, you've been dropping some gems.
You too. And like, I'm learning how to accept and do the new things too. So yes, I needed this.
We'll see you next time.
See y'all next time. Thank y'all. This has been another episode of I Needed This.
Yes.
Bye.